equality, uniqueness, and free will. 3. Choice and influence. It feels good to make our own choices rather than having other people impose their will on us. Even if we make what we later consider mistakes, we still feel a sense of capability, confidence, and strengthened individuality when we make our own choices. We also learn more from our own experience when we have chosen it. Note that we are the only ones who can judge whether a decision we made was a mistake or not, because we are the only ones who know what our values, priorities, and motives were. If we had no choice, humans would have no morality or immorality. We would not be able to claim credit for anything we did, nor could we be blamed. We would have zero sense of attainment, zero self-esteem, zero ability to grow or improve ourselves. If we had no ability to make choices, we would not be able to express our unique qualities. Although emotions and intellect are involved in making many decisions, our actual choice occurs in our will. Our will isn't the same as physical or mental force, but rather a subtle energy that is usually subconscious. Our soul is connected with our body in the chest area, and from there it connects with our brain and energetic structure all the way down to our root where our will resides. The mechanism for choice and for expressing our inherent uniqueness originates in our soul. Our soul translates it to our energetic system, which translates it to our neurological system, which translates it into conscious thought or physical or energetic action. Because choice originates in the soul, which scientists cannot detect with material instruments because it is not material, they have not been able to observe or measure the complete process of making choices. Sometimes we are consciously aware of making a choice, but the process is often completely subconscious, even instinctual. Swerving to avoid a collision or hitting a baseball traveling 100 miles an hour happen far too quickly for conscious deliberation and decision to occur. Some souls have a more direct or more conscious connection with their will. Experienced souls are more able to control the body and utilize its energetic channels effectively with strength and speed. Experienced souls make more choices and subtler choices, and are more able to affect their lives and ours. Human beings have an inner sense that we're supposed to be able to make our own choices without undue influence. Many people feel that life would be pointless if we weren't able to make certain choices ourselves. Most people do not want to be controlled, even if food, housing, marriage partner, and health care were provided. We all like to think that we're making our own decisions. However, we're much more strongly influenced than we want to believe. The art and science of controlling others is described in ancient Egyptian, Tibetan, and other texts. It has been implemented extremely effectively by advertising agencies, news media, intelligence agencies, social media, communications and internet companies, think tanks, militaries, corporations of all types, and individuals. From drugs to rewriting history books, from subliminal images to elaborate frequency patterns targeting people with certain characteristics, from lone voodoo magicians to implanted chips to sophisticated worldwide satellite and antenna arrays, controlling humans is undoubtedly the biggest business on the planet today. Electronic devices, even if they are switched off, collect information which is analyzed to determine our habits and emotional makeup. Signals are then sent to our computers, phones, and smart items in order to alter our emotional states and control our behavior. Most people are completely unaware of this activity, and very few have any idea of its power or pervasiveness. We are also very strongly influenced by our own biology, including our diet, medications, and genetics, by our minds, including everything we have recently or repeatedly seen or heard, by what we have been taught, by our religion and beliefs, by our family, friends, and associates, and by our environments. We are also influenced by past events we remember and past events we don't remember. The vast majority of all this is subconscious, so we're not even aware of it. We are being affected at every instant from both inside and outside. Influence arrives from all corners of the universe, near and far, within us and foreign to us. We can minimize its effects, but it's not possible to be free of it. With practice, we can learn to become aware of influences on us and to recognize whether each originates from inside or outside. When we recognize an influence, then we can minimize its sway over us. If it is external, we may be able to reject it, and if it is internal, we can disregard it. We can become more conscious of what has been subconscious. If it remains subconscious, we can't do either. Despite these massive and varied influences, most humans think, arrogantly, that we're making our own decisions without being influenced. We believe that we have free will. We believe we have a right to free will. What exactly is free will? Does it even exist?